What's good, everybody? This is Silas from silasbeats.com. Today is a weird day for me to be doing an entry. It's a Sunday afternoon, actually, heading onto the evening. And I'm leaving the studio. This is also very strange. I'm never usually here on a Sunday. I had a client who I've been booking and rebooking and rebooking and rebooking, and here we are. We finally managed to get a time when they were available, I was available, so we met up and we did what we needed to do. It's been a crazy sort of 24 hours, I would say. I was at home yesterday, and it was the 20th, right? So I was just working on my tally in terms of my gross income, and it made me a bit depressed. I was like, man, I've been working on music now it's been 20 days. It's not that long, honestly. But I was like, yo, this is all I've done. The figure kind of made me sad. And then I was like, yo, okay, there's a bit of a shortfall. I spoke to my wife for a bit, and she was also like, yo, man, just give it some time. Things will happen, you know, that type of thing. And it did encourage me a little bit. It sort of pulled me out of my slump a little bit. But I even remember I was journaling about it, and the emotion that came out while I was writing was one of like, yo, man, are you sure you made the right decision? I journaled. After journaling, I exported a file and I went to bed. It was still fairly early. I could have done something, but I just went to bed. Then I did not sleep well. I did not have a good night. I woke up, I think, on four occasions, just because my mind was not at ease. Then this morning, I secured this, like, I finalized this job, and I was like, actually, this job will give me a little bit of money, and then one or two other jobs needed to clear, and then I got another job come in. I actually got another one. I've got another person who is who's looking for more work, a repeat client who's looking for more work. I looked at that and I was like, okay, cool, there's more money there. And I started just putting all of those figures together, and I was like, actually, it's not so bad where I am, especially considering we're not at the actual end of the month yet. And what tends to happen towards the 25th is that people come through for whatever type of business they need, whether it's beats, voiceovers, whatever. People tend to have a little bit more money, so whatever projects they needed done, they can actually get them done. So I'm sort of more optimistic now that I've done some of the work, and I've seen some of the stuff go through, and you know, the cash, I mean, everything will be sent through tomorrow and stuff, and I'll start to see differences in my bank account tomorrow and this week moving forward. But I feel better, and I always knew that I was going to have those moments, but it's so weird. When you're in it, you're in it. When the depression hits, when that depressive moment hits, you're in it, and it's so difficult to pull yourself out of it. And within the space of 24 hours, I'm a different human. I think I'm going to sleep well tonight. Not only because I'm tired from yesterday, but I think that now I get to sleep easier. I'll be like, yeah, well, I can do this. I can actually get this done. And all the plans that I have going, there wasn't meant to be anything crazy happening this month anyway. It was only meant to really start to pick up in the first couple of months, which is more realistic if I'm being honest. So yeah, and I'm a little bit embarrassed as well. I'm like, yo, man, you knew that this was going to happen. You even journaled about this stuff happening, and it happened, and you still got upset. So I guess it just goes to show you, sometimes your body and your mind, they just get the better of you. And that's what happened. So yeah, in terms of the work, things are going well. I'll tell you what isn't going well is the schedule that I set myself up for. The schedule is that whole 4 a.m. thing. It was a good idea before, but I don't know. I think something is just, in the beginning, I tried to force the 4 a.m. working thing. Basically, waking up at 4, getting work done, and then after that, seeing what happens next. That was sort of what I was gonna do. But then it didn't work out, I think, for the first 2 or 3 days that I had quit my job. And then what I decided was that I was just gonna do what I do, you know, wake up when the body wakes up, which is actually very terrible. I wake up when my wife goes to work. So when she leaves at 7, I'm up and I go straight and I start working straight away. There's always a voiceover, an email, a beat, a mix and master. There's always something to do. My list is very long and it seems to be never ending. So I jump in and I get that done. And it sort of has felt better for me. And the whole thing of working in the evenings that I told myself I was not going to do, it just seems I'm so used to doing it. So in the evenings, I get this weird kick, this weird boost of energy that I get because I've always needed, my body sort of timed itself that after supper, about an hour after supper, my brain turns on and I can start working very, very hard for a while actually. And that's, it's a learned behavior. That's purely a learned behavior and it's purely because of what I've been through. Yeah, it's a little bit sad, but that's just how my brain is. So for me to go to a place where I'm working, waking up at 4 and not doing any work in the evenings, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment. I don't know if I'm actually keen on actually doing it anymore, but I'll see. If I don't manage to get any results, then I might need to make drastic changes, and this will be one of those drastic changes. But for the time being, I think I'm just going to stick to, you know, work on what I can in the mornings, get as much done as I can, and then from there I move on to you know, I'll chill out a bit in the afternoons, early evenings, and then later on, once everybody's asleep and it's quiet again, then I can actually get, you know, any sort of extra, I can get that extra push going, which I enjoy. Something mystical about the night. So yeah, that's me. I sort of failed with my schedule, but we'll see. Things change. I think that's pretty much it. Didn't really have any other updates. I will let you know how things go as the month starts to come to a close. And I'll let you know if things pick up again. But I'm a bit optimistic for the next week. So let's see how things go. Peace.